Hi, this is John Herman from New York City in Rafina, Greece, welcoming you to Living in Las Vegas on the Vegas Video Network. And that is it. Take it away, Scott.
Thank you, John.
Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, there is no question that we live in the foodie capital of the world. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is you might visit one of these restaurants and then be required to visit another room in your house for 12 to 20 hours. So what are we going to do about that? Well, Wayne, he's going to dish the details on the restaurants here that are getting the job done and those that are culinary dropouts. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast with Bon Appetit, mi amigo. Two languages there. Let's get started.
Hey, and today's Living in Las
Vegas. Oh, I don't want that one.
You know, it's like we went from 0 to 100.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
That Living in Las Vegas started last week.
Last week. We liked it so much, we're going to do it again.
Yes, Scott, you drive a Buick, we know.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
There we go. Ouch.
And now your host.
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, aren't you kind? By the way, congratulations to you. Yeah, you right there, because you are watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
the corner of
Vegas.
What is this?
Kind of just looking for Vegas right there.
Oh,
just quick.
One day I'll get that right.
I want to get to you as fast as I can, but I can't get to that if you try to do that. So we're from Vegas, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, but we're going to be talking about adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places here in the Valley. By the way, if you're a fan of our fair city, you're a tourist, you dig all things Vegas-y, guess what? This show's like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy and happening in this here town. Hey, we're live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Come on, be a part of the big shoe. We love you. Thank you. Rhymer.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper's got nothing on me.
You're so
get in the
witty.
Live chat. Here's the deal. The live chat are the coolest people in the whole doggone world. They've made a community unto themselves. These people show up an hour before the show. Hell, they don't even need a show. We could even
they're
not
their
even
own
do
show.
The show. They're their own show. But the best part is they're a supportive group of people, and they get to be a part of our show. Now, is there really people there? Well, there is. There are people from Las Vegas, naturally. Henderson, you would expect as much. But how about Oregon? Ontario, Canada. We've got Northern California. We've got Rochester, New York. I got people in Michigan and Massachusetts, Arizona, Florida, Austin, Texas, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, New Hampshire. Yeah.
Wouldn't Maryland and Chicago be in the same direction from here?
Did I point two different places?
You did.
I was going all the way around the world.
Oh, sorry.
The people. Chicago that way and that way to
the people doing the traditional podcast listening will know the difference.
They won't know that I don't know where north is. Hey, by the way, I'm Magellan. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Go north. I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network. So thank you so much for supporting this show and all the shows on here's network. I'm not doing it alone. No. I'm joined once again by the great and powerful Pimpin' Wayne, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. The back row, they always come and fill up for me.
They're good
and
people.
I appreciate
back there.
Them. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's the cheaper seats, so you can't blame them. But
they buy the popcorn, and that's where we make our money.
It is.
So
yeah, well, that in the parking.
Yes. No, I'm not.
MGM's not the only one.
Now I understand how to make money. It's all in the parking. Over and under, my friend.
Oh man, I've been so close lately.
Now this is going to be on you, isn't it?
I guess so,
little bit,
huh?
Little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. I've got.
You get to control this,
right?
You have the power.
Did I get added to the credits? Because that's a contractual.
It is on my list of things that I must not do.
Mm.
I must do.
Yeah. I'll have my agent.
It's on there. Please.
My people will talk to your people.
Please have an agent call me. That's what I need today. It's a fucking agent.
Let's go 67.
60, an hour and 7 minutes. We're not going very long.
The efficacy
One of my favorite words.
I know. I heard it this weekend. That's why I thought I'd bring it back. Much like Justin Timberlake brings sexy back. 67. I'm bringing efficacy back.
Want to thank John Herman from New York via Greece. Man, international people giving us a shout out. I dig that. Thank you, John, so much for doing that for us.
I feel like there should be a graphic there or something.
If I look particularly calm, because I don't have to worry about this topic. This is the first time in 10 years where I haven't come up with a topic.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm as cool as a cucumber, baby.
Yeah.
Like, living pretty good. Now, as I said in the tease, that we're going to be talking about restaurants and how some restaurants poison people. But some, not all of them.
No.
As a matter of fact, most of them don't poison people.
No, you'd be surprised. Not to spoil or jump the shark, but yeah, no, I think people do. Businesses do very well out here.
I hope so.
But yeah, I mean, when you asked me to come up with a topic, you know, as I told you earlier, I wanted to make sure I could, you know, not squander the opportunity. I could really be the voice of the common man.
Yeah.
Make the world a little bit better, and
which, by the way, is exactly what his text said. I want to be the voice of the common man.
I do.
I want to make the world a little bit better.
I want to show on that question. You know that great essay question, is man inherently good or evil?
Yeah.
I wanted to lean towards the good side. So I really thought I would do, you know, do the Lord's work right now.
Oh,
and so, nice. But then the journalism major and millennial in me said, oh, let's do dirty dining.
And so you noticed that I didn't use the word dirty dining. Do you know why?
Is that trademarked?
Well, I thought Channel 7 might have an issue with that if I started using dirty dining.
I don't think Channel 7 will, because there's no such thing.
I mean, Channel 13. It's ABC. See, before I grew up, Channel 7 was ABC.
Oh. But I thought combined, you and I have over how many years out here in Las Vegas?
I don't do that anymore because you haven't been here very long.
I've been here. I'm on 8 years now.
Yeah. Combined 18 years doesn't sound as impressive as 30 years. Before I said 30 years, that was impressive.
Well, excuse me for bringing down the medium age range here. We got demographics to shoot for, Scott.
Okay. Well,
Nielsen.
I'm open. Maybe that whole social media thing will kick off now.
I think it's overrated.
Snapchat.
Yeah. Someone told me the other day Facebook's for old people. I was like, wow.
Well, I've heard that, but
yeah.
1.5 billion old people. I'll take it.
Yeah.
If I were Mark, I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay with that.
So, no, I kicked this idea around before, and I thought it's interesting because, you know, we're a tourist town. People come in, they want a good impression of Las Vegas. And, you know, what makes the news are some of the really egregious incidents.
Yep.
Everybody used to love Firefly down by the Strip.
Yep.
Oh, and the Tapas Bar.
Over on Paradise.
Yep. That was like a 4.6 star Yelp review.
Oh, it was huge.
People loved it.
It was arguably one of the best reviewed and talked about restaurants in Las Vegas.
And I don't think it's in business anymore, is it?
It is. They moved.
Oh, well, they had to get some of that. Yeah.
Well, they moved. Remember, they had three of them for a while. They had one here. They had one there. They had one in Summerlin and one in Henderson. They moved the one on Paradise out of the place that had the problems down or north on the street, a mile maybe, mm-hmm. if that. I think they closed the Henderson one down, and I'm not sure if the Summerlin one is closed down or not. But they had some issues. Little rough riding there.
I mean, they had an incident back in 2013. Over 200 people. 200 is what that final tally came out to. Were exposed to salmonella poisoning from that one location. That was patients 0 through 200.
That's it.
So I thought, you know what? Let's kind of take a look. You always hear the egregious cases, but you know, people say the good news. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. Is what I learned when I was in journalism school. So I thought, okay, let's see. How bad is it? So one of the things that, you know, as you mentioned, the local ABC affiliate out here, Channel 13, you know, they do a little Fox News meets TMZ kind of segment once in a while. You need those 10:30 eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know.
Very old 60 Minutes. What they do
a little bit, all old Mike Wallace days.
Yeah, they just show up with the mic. Excuse me. Why did you get a C rating and 400 demerits? Bam!
Mike Wallace was the best at that.
It's like, wow. So surprised that woman hasn't gotten knocked out.
Yeah, well, she's a woman. That's probably why they send the woman in, because it'd look really bad. You got 400 demerits, you get closed down, then you punch a woman. Like,
yeah, but it's her.
Yeah, I don't. That's yeah. That's that. You're heading towards the direction of Firefly when you do that. So I did a little research, and I thought it'd be interesting to talk about, you know, because you've got everything here from McDonald's,
right,
all the way up to, you know, some of your favorites. Your favorite steakhouse. The last time we did Pick Your Poison, you're a Capital Grill guy.
Yep.
You've got Wolfgang Puck. You got Three Gordon Ramsays. Yep. The Bobby Flay's.
Yep.
This is literally the complete, you know, culinary gamut.
Absolutely.
So I thought, let's take a look at, you know, let's look behind the curtain, if you will. A little Chris Angel.
Kind of excited.
And let's kind of see, you know, what goes into that kind of thing, and how does Las Vegas stack up in general?
Okay.
So, first off, some background information. Okay. Restaurants are rated yearly via unexpected visit from the Southern Nevada Health Department. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it could be 10:30 in the afternoon. It could be 8:00 at night. They randomly show up. And I'm sure they've got badges, because
they do.
If you're a health inspector, you probably
gotta have a badge.
Right, you're not carrying a gun, you got a thermometer,
right,
and you're in its holster. So
I ask you to bend over, sir.
You need a little something to
wrong kind of thermometer.
Right. Hopefully it's sterilized.
Well, especially.
And so they show up unannounced, and there's actually a checklist that they have, and I have the actual checklist.
Let me put it up in front of the camera.
Oh, okay. So it's 2 pages. Now, I highlighted it for my notes.
Yeah, I'm just
for efficacy's
show
sake. And it says sample across it, obviously, because I do not work for the health department. So it's, what do you, you've got 32 questions there. Along with some other, you know, yes, no, basically. Along with, you know, just the general things you'd find, you know, their establishment name, address, phone number, etc. And so I kind of was able to kind of pick this apart, and I found some interesting criteria on their checklist.
And by the way, this is when you go to a restaurant and you see the big letter A.
Yes.
That's what created the letter A is this.
And they're required to post that. That's one of the questions.
Right.
Is the little placard posted?
Okay. Didn't mean to jump in, but I wanted people to understand that you can immediately see the results of this survey or this inspection. Because it's all those little A's you see?
All those little A's.
That's them.
But here's the funniest thing that first gave me this idea. Hannah and I were at a chain, and I won't say the name, but we're at a chain bagel place. Rhymes with Weinstein's. And we go in.
Oh.
We get a bagel. I get a soda because it's, you know, 8:30 in the morning. Need a little pick-me-up.
A bagel and soda? Are you millennials?
Millennials?
Millennials.
Yeah.
Like the Falcon.
And so I pay it. You order your bagel first. You go down the line. You pay at the register. And after I hand her the money, I look up and I see a green letter B on a white card. And I thought, is that their health rating? Because I've lived in this town eight years.
I've never seen anything but
and
A's.
And I've never seen, you see blue A's.
Yeah.
The card has got black letters across the top.
Yeah.
It's got a big blue block letter A.
Yeah.
And that's all you see.
Yeah.
I'm at a national chain bagel place and there's a green B staring me in the face.
Wow.
And I'm thinking,
pride and ownership, baby.
Yeah. Can we cancel the bagel and we'll just, I'm sure the soda machine over here.
The B stands for bagel. We make bagels.
Is that what it, yeah.
For bagel makers.
So Hannah goes, well, you should ask the lady. And I said, no, the poor lady behind the register making $9.25 an hour at the Einsteins doesn't want to dictate the health rating to me. So that's.
We have 15 demerits and the demerits are based upon, yeah.
Yeah, well, so that's what got me thinking about this whole, you know, gosh, like, I've never seen that. How bad is this? How pervasive is this? Because
right.
All you're used to is those letter A's.
Right.
So I pull their checklist up, and it goes in order. I mean, very, you talk about efficacy, Southern Nevada Health District, They start right off the top with what they deem to be imminent health hazards.
So they start from the most important at the top.
Most important, yep. We got a hierarchy going, as you'll see here. So imminent health hazards. So there are 10 items, 10 check boxes in imminent health hazards. And if any of them are checked, instantly shut down.
Done. So do they give you, is it a point system?
It is. So it starts.
There more points for the top ones and the little ones?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we'll start with the imminent, and then we'll work our way down to the point system.
All right.
So the following, these items will cause, wherever you're at, to. If you've ever seen Gordon Ramsay on Hell's Kitchen, you know, he gets a little upset. He throws a spoon. Shut it down! I don't know that they do
was
that.
Was that your English accent?
It was.
It was horrible.
Okay, well. You didn't hire me for the voice acting. Actually, is extra.
You're
second.
You're never
going
to make any money on that, so you might as well take it off your resume. Oh yeah, I do a really spiffy English accent. Really?
Tally-ho.
Fuck.
Fish and chips.
Oh, I can say English words. London. Oh, pretty well done. Please continue.
So this will shut you down, Gordon Ramsay style. First off on the list, interruption of electrical service. Your lights aren't on, you can't make food.
But wait a minute. Does that mean if the whole block loses power?
Yeah, if the block would lose power and they show up,
you're done. Well, but that's easy to fix. Okay, good.
Right.
To know.
All right. Secondly, no potable water or hot water.
And what is potable?
Drinkable, I think.
That's right.
If I remember correctly from my public school education.
That's right.
Number three for instant shutdown.
By the way, so people, you'll see this in like fountains around here. You'll see a plaque that says this water is non-potable, which means you're not supposed to drink this shit, you crazy bastards who are drunk. Fall into it and go, man, I'm thirsty. Don't drink that shit. That is bad water to drink. It is
not
potable.
Have a disclaimer probably for legal reasons.
There's a sign, don't drink this shit. It's for the birds.
Number three, gross unsanitary occurrence or conditions including pest infestation.
So a rat, bad.
Roaches,
bad.
Although they're a delicacy in some of those Thai countries.
Yeah, guess where I'm not going?
Thailand.
Thai country.
Number four, this will get instant shutdown. Sewage or liquid waste not disposed of in an approved manner.
Seems like a reasonable thing.
Yep.
I don't like to see poo.
Lack of adequate refrigeration. So if your refrigerator's on the fritz, that's going to cramp your business that day.
And do they have a number for that? Like in the freezer, it needs to be 28. And if it needs to be, you know,
don't.
Interesting.
Nope.
I bet they have that though somewhere.
Probably in their head somewhere. Deeper in the details.
Yep.
Lack of adequate employee toilets and hand washing facilities.
So how do you think that works? Do you think Bill, the fry cook, says, I gotta go to the bathroom. And he walks to the bathroom, he closes the bathroom, and do you think an inspector follows him in?
They do in the Olympic drug tests. Okay. Someone's gotta stand there and watch him.
Great. But so do you think that the guy comes out and
Bill, shakes, come on.
Has to do this. What? I mean, what? Seriously?
Like at the casino? Yeah. The dealers? Table games
right.
Dealers?
Watch.
Good, here we go.
I'm clean. I'm very clean. Please let me go back and eat.
Misuse of poisonous and toxic materials. That's frowned upon.
So, but the problem with that, of course, is I got rid of the rats. I don't have rats.
Right.
Raid! Well, fuck.
Yeah.
We use it as a bit. It creates.
It gets the fryer up to speed.
Well, what it does is it creates the crust on the steaks.
Suspected foodborne illness outbreak, such as firefly and their salmonella.
Yeah.
An emergency such as fire or flood.
How much would it suck to be there when the inspector's here and you have a fire?
Fire breaks out.
So he's like, that's a fire.
To be fair, I think you're doing a self-imposed shutdown at that point. Right. Maybe we'll stop, drop, and roll.
Excuse me, you got a fire? Demerit. Did the lights just go out?
No, that's it. That's instant shutdown.
Two demerits.
No, we haven't got a demerit. This is fail.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, fire, shutting you down. Oh, shit, your lights are out. I'm shutting you down twice.
And then finally, a general catch-all. So you don't piss the inspector off. Other condition or circumstances that may endanger public health.
No.
That's not subjective.
Right, no, of course not.
So then now, if you've passed...
With a machete.
So if you've passed all your majors and you've got no checks to this point, congratulations, you're still in business.
Look at you.
So you're still overcharging people for liquor.
I like it.
So then now you get into the point scale.
Uh-oh.
So this is like golf.
So, and there's a number.
There is.
There's a certain number that you're allowed to get to, and you're an A or a B or a C or a D, right?
Yes. So much like golf, lowest score wins.
Okay. Right.
You want to be as close to par, if you will, as even. Now, there's some leeway. No one's perfect.
No.
Perfection is a goal to strive for.
Sure.
So to get that blue block letter A and proudly display it in the window, you have to have between 0 and 10 demerit points on your inspection.
Okay.
Makes sense. So you're allowed up to 10.
Got it.
Then, now let's say you're not top of the class. Mm. Let's say you're an average student.
Fair enough.
Let's say you're Einstein's Bagels.
Okay.
Between 11 and 20 demerit points will get you a B.
Okay. And you can still run with a B.
You can still run with a B.
Clearly.
Between 21 and 40 will get you a C. Clearly, they're grading on a curve now.
Can you still run as a C?
You're still running with that C, baby.
Are you really?
You are.
Oh, I thought a C got you out. Okay, all right.
And
has anybody had a C in hand?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You haven't? Do you know?
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to hear this. Oh.
And then if you have 41 or more, then they're going to pump the brakes.
Oh, thank God.
And tell you guys should probably...
turn off the fucking grill.
Right.
And get out the water and clean some shit up.
Let's move the toxic chemicals.
Okay, now here we go. Now, this is interesting. So do you have the points value for the different demerits?
I do.
Okay, so now we can think to ourselves, how many points can happen before you can still eat at a place?
So they're tiered in three tiers.
Okay. All right.
The first tier is deemed critical violations. These will earn you 5 points per violation.
Okay.
5 penalty points, if you will.
Got it.
Now, there's 9 of them. I'm not going to read through them. I'm just going to highlight my favorite ones.
Mm.
So number two, hand washing is required.
But is that the same as the one that knocks you out completely?
That, that is if you lack hand washing facilities. Now, if Bill on the Fry, so you don't have, let's say you're out of soap or you don't have, the sink's not working.
Okay.
That will shut you down. If Bill on the Fry machine forgot to show his hands as he's walking out and then immediately starts grabbing for some fries, that's 5 points.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. So if I don't have a bathroom...
You're out of business.
You're always going to be out of business. You'll never be in business if that was the case.
If it's
something's not right about that.
No, if it's not working, let's say.
Okay, so if I, but that's what you just said for the critical was a 5-pointer. If I
no, that's just a shut the. So, oh yeah, so the critical is basically the employee doesn't wash their hands.
Okay,
and they're touching food.
Okay, right. So that's one. If both Bill and Julie do that, that's 20. It's 10 points.
Yep.
They're still running.
They're still running. So you got an A.
That's how I get pubes.
Yeah.
That's how you get pubes.
Yeah.
Your burger. Don't want to be sued. Not interested in it.
Yeah. No, you're still going strong.
Open up the fries. Is that a curly pube? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they have an A. How'd they get an A? Only Bill didn't wash his hands.
Right.
Unfortunately, Bill's a fry cook.
He is. Hmm. Another one, my favorite one, 5-point violation, is failure to do parasite destruction as required.
Huh.
So if you don't get the parasites out of the food, and then it also says potentially hazardous food time and temperature. So if you're you go to the buffet, and that shrimp has been in there since lunchtime, and it's now 7:30 at night.
Okay,
probably.
But how do you determine what has what a parasite? What give me an example of a parasite? Other
mold.
Than a
right.
Oh, is that what they mean by that?
I would think so. I'm not a trained inspector.
I think parasite's more like an insect, a bug.
No, parasites are like...
Little wormy things.
Germs almost. Ah.
So you think they're like Ocean's 11 or 13, where they have that glow-in-the-dark light thing, and they're like, oh, fuck, there's bugs all over this stuff.
Could be. And then my absolute favorite, this is question item number 6. Food that is, so you either get a yes, no. Food, do you have food that is wholesome, not spoiled, contaminated, or adulterated?
Ah, so if you like to have sex with the pie
mm-hmm.
and you work at Marie Callender, you should probably not work there.
You've got a problem.
We have an issue.
That would be, yeah.
Houston, we've got a problem. Mm-hmm. So, let's see, what we 40. So if I can go down to, we're accumulating.
Yes.
So that's 8. If I have 8 of those, I'm out.
No, it'd be 9 because you need more than 41.
Oh, right.
You need 41
right.
or over.
You're right. So if I had a crew of 9,
mm-hmm.
and one guy didn't wash.
One guy's adult. One guy doesn't wash his hands.
One guy has sex with the pie.
You've got worms crawling in the food.
Right.
You have someone's adulterated the pie
again.
You've still got room for 2 more. I mean, your food temperatures could be off.
Right.
Your hot or cold water isn't running from an approved source. Okay. So you're washing dishes from the sprinkler outside. You turn the sprinkler on and you're just told.
You know. That's how we do it in here.
You're still going strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what?
The next section, these are now called major violations. These are worth 3 points.
Okay.
So we're tearing down a little bit. Again, some of my favorite.
Did you say you have some examples of actual points that restaurants have gotten?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dear, that's okay, good. All right, 3 points. Here we go.
So 3 points, just quick. Again, there's like about 12 of these. But toxic items, are they properly labeled, stored, and used? Yes or no?
Raid.
Do you have effective pest control measures? That's only a 3-pointer. Only a 3-pointer.
Well, they say that in hot dogs, a percentage of that may, in fact, be cockroaches.
Hmm. I always thought it was tails and hooves.
Or tails and hooves.
Are your thermometers accurate? So you know,
how do you suppose they test that?
I don't. Again, 98.6 human body temperature. Bend over. We got to test the thermometers today, Scott.
Hey, I'd like for you to grab all your thermometers. Oh, you've got 10 of them. Well, okay. I got all day. I'm an inspector. I got a badge, and I'm not afraid to use your thermometer. All right, I want you guys all to bend over. We're going to begin with you, Bill. How does this feel, by the way? Do you have a fever? No? 98.6? This thermometer is good.
Let's go. How are you feeling? You feeling good? All right. Single-use items, not reused or misused. Oh. Only a 3-pointer. The person in charge, are they available and knowledgeable?
Oh, fuck. That could be a real problem.
Yeah, but that's only 3 points. So the person in charge could be dumb as a box of rocks. But that's only a 3-point violation. It's hard to find good people these days.
I was going
to
say, because a lot of people, you know what the Peter Principle is?
I do not.
The Peter Principle, it's a management term. The Peter Principle is that you rise to the level of your incompetence.
Mm.
So that's the concept of people getting promoted and promoted until they are completely worthless. That is trying to manage the Peter Principle.
Then we finally get to section 3.
It's like the military.
Section 3, this is a good section as well. There's about 8 of these on here. It is just entitled Good Food Management Practices to Prevent Unsanitary Conditions. These are noted in the report, but they're worth 0 points.
So you don't get any demerits.
You get no demerit points at all.
So wait a minute. So, do I understand that you have either you're completely shut down, you either get 5 points off for things or 3 points off for things, and that's it?
Yes. They'll note these down, but there's no harm to them.
Okay.
So things that we care enough to write down but don't care enough to count in the point system.
Fair enough.
Acceptable personal hygiene practices, living quarters and child care completely separated from food service.
Well, you'd want that.
You would. But listen, sometimes your sitter cancels on you.
Right.
You got to bring the kids.
That's
take
right.
Take your daughter to work day.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a big one. So that's a no-no. Let's not do it again.
The breastfeeding thing
but
could be a parasite issue. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the best father ever.
That's good.
Get off me, you little parasite. Continue.
Restrooms maintained and cleaned. Listen, you should probably somebody has the special chef special.
Listen,
didn't go so well. You might want to clean that up. No points off. No points off. But
if you come out and wash your hands and it's covered with smudge, I washed it.
I believe that was a fiver.
Yeah, but the place is like shit. Okay.
That's okay. 0 points. Right. 0 points.
Fair enough.
You tried. And finally, 0 points. Is the facility in sound condition and maintained? Floors, walls, ceilings, plumbing.
Are they parallel? Is there water coming in during a rainstorm?
Again, if there is,
wind blowing,
you probably want to get that fixed, but no points off.
We just want to take you
We
aside.
Understand.
We're going to put our arm around you and do one of those.
Listen.
You're a little crazy kid.
When it rains in this town, every casino leaks.
It does.
They get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're with you.
So you add all that up. You add those up, yes, no's, and your points then are determined A, B, C, or you've got a problem.
Do you know what the total point possible are? You do. So.
Well, the best you could do is zero.
Right, but the worst you could do, if you had every one of them had a demerit, it'd be five times whatever.
Five times nine.
So that's 45.
And then three times 14.
Three times 14 is 12, 3, 40.
54. 50, no, 52.
52, right. So that means, that's interesting. So if you completely choke everything, you would get a 97. If you were bad on every possible thing, 97. What they're telling you is, if you're not even half bad, we're going to let you survive.
Yeah.
What the
40. 40 is passing. 40 is passing.
So 4 out of 9, what is that? That's 36%. So if you're 36% bad, you're good. Serve up the food.
Keep it coming.
36% bad.
Yeah.
If
would you
third,
like some would you like some adulterated pie for dessert?
Would I? As long as there's some pesticide not being clean. If there's a bathroom, but it's not clean, and you aren't washing your hands, if there's a pube in it, I'm in. 36% of the world could go bad, but it's good enough to eat.
Good enough to eat at.
Okay.
Listen, business can't stop. Industry can't stop for checklists.
Just little 36% problem stuff.
So then the next thing to do is, okay, now I know the point values.
Right.
Now we know the scores.
Yeah.
Let's see some report cards.
There comes the fun.
So they make this, and I got to give them credit. This is some of the best government technology I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
There are two ways that you can look this up.
Okay.
The first is on their website. It's we don't have a lower third. I could have sent that in advance. But
SNHP.
If you go to just Google Southern Nevada restaurant inspections, you'll find it. They have I believe it's JavaScript, but you can search by name, you can search by grade, you can sort the columns. It's almost like a live
Southern Nevada what?
Southern Nevada Health District.org.
Yep.
/restaurant/inspections.php.
Let me see if I can get this up while you're talking. Keep talking.
So it is a completely fluid, almost like spreadsheet that's done in the window that you can sort, you can search. And it contains the last ratings for everywhere that they've done. It looks like within the last year. Then, though, on their webpage, when you get it up, you'll see they make it even easier because, again, what do millennials like, Scott? Not salmonella. So in order to prevent that.
Here's the website here.
Yep. They have apps. Who doesn't like a good app these days? So available on the App Store and the Google Play Store. And I have it actually on my phone.
Do you really?
It's called the app. Now, they get an F. They get 41 demerits for the name. It's called Restaurant Grade Southern Nevada.
Okay.
But it is a very good app. You open the app up. It geolocates you.
Over more. Here, let me have it.
So it geolocates where you're at. Now, I have geolocation turned off. I'm a bit of a Big Brother guy.
Me too.
But you'll see that this top section is a map of where you're at, and then these are the closest restaurants by you.
Right.
You just tap on any one of those, and it's going to show you all the reports they have for them, the grades they got, and what their demerits were.
Oh, a C.
And I don't know what that was I tapped on.
Popeye's Chicken. Got 27 demerits, but they don't say what the demerits are on that C. Oh, that's a damn shame.
It doesn't?
Not on that one, but on the, they had a B in 2012. They got 20 demerits, and it does tell you what the demerits are.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a very interesting app. You can actually give feedback and make complaints through the app as well if you think you've gotten sick at a restaurant.
And does the website have the ability to look up a...
It does.
A thing?
Yep.
So I'm looking at that. Do you know where I would go for that?
You're going to go to, just in your address bar, do /restaurants.
Okay.
and it'll take you there, I believe. Yep, and yeah. You're going to go to a restaurant inspection search in the blue bar. On the left. Teal. I guess it's a seafoam green color.
Here we are. Good. All right.
So you click that link.
Okay. Look at us. We're doing a live search. We're going to see what's going on.
Yep.
And so, by the way, look at that. There you go. So you can see they have an app store, an Apple app store, and a Google Play store as well. And you can see already that it lists what's probably, oh my God, look at this. So this is the most recent inspections on the website before you do anything.
It's searchable by name, so Burger address, King, zip code.
McDonald's, Kona Grill, and these guys all got A's. So let's
do the fun part. Let's sort in descending order on demerits.
Sort in descending order, exactly.
So go over to the demerit. No, you're in the grade.
Wait.
Go to the demerits column.
Oh, grade. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go over one more.
Okay.
No, one more.
Let me just go back over here.
Yeah, there you go. And let's sort that in descending.
Yeah.
And let's, there we go.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Closed.
So.
But look at this. There is an A.
I think that's a typo because when you view the details, I think the I don't know why it says that, but there's no.
But I think part of it has to do with the fact that if you get a bad grade, you can
retest. So if you get a B or a C, they'll come back in 15 days and retest.
I bet you that's it. But that's interesting. Okay, so let's look at. Do you have some examples that you want to talk about, or do you just want to just dive into one of these guys?
What was on here, the two businesses that are still listed as being closed by the health department. So if you've eaten here, you might want to see a doctor.
I apologize.
So there's a plate. The two most recent ones, Cafe Verde West Pizzeria.
That's at the very top. That got closed down.
Yeah, 42. Just missed the cut.
And so it was closed by, and here it is. Here's their the page. Closed by the SNHD. And then we can look at the work that they did to make this happen.
Or didn't do.
So at the very top, imminent health hazard. That's at the very top. Immediate gross unsanitary occurrence or conditions, including pest infestation. But wait, there's more. Okay,
it adds protein.
So they got the a couple criticals, actually three criticals: hand washing required when required, proper glove use, no bare hand contact in eating food, food handler health restrictions is required, the PHFTCS properly cooled. What's
I think
that?
That's PHF is preheated food.
Okay, there you go. And they've had a couple problems with that at the proper temperature, during storage, display, service, transport, holding. So they got 15 points, boom.
Yep.
They got themselves into the B, and they didn't even come out of that category yet.
Nope.
I gotcha. Okay. And then, so, yeah, go ahead.
So the other one shut down, and this is kind of surprising. This is a Capriotti sandwich shop on Sahara.
What?
Yeah.
We love Capriotti's.
So, well, avoid the Sahara location. Actually, you don't have a choice. They're closed right now.
Capriotti's.
Two T's. Or you can search by grade if you bring open the search and just do closed by the Southern Nevada Health District.
Search by grade. I see. Hold on.
So do you see your search?
Oh, closed. Yeah, yep. Look at that. There it is. Oh, well, there you go. Capriotti's.
And
let's take a look at Capriotti's.
Now, they might have had a bad day because they were imminently closed due to lack of adequate refrigeration. Mm. So the refrigerator broke, and the health inspector just happened to show up on the same day. Well, there were some others. While the guy was there, he looked around some more. He's already here. I mean,
so they walk in, they're like, hey, you know what? Your refrigerator's not on. Yeah, nope. You're done. But
while I'm here.
But if they had, did you check how many demerits they had? 5, 8, 17. 17.
So they were in B range.
They're B range. So just
before the refrigerator.
Look at that. And then they also have the ability to file a complaint, which launches a whole new page.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that actually brings in their website or their, it doesn't. That'd have been pretty clever if it did that. Okay.
Well, no, you're complaining straight to the health district versus.
But I thought it might actually take the Capriotti thing and say, and pre-populate. Yeah, exactly.
So
that'd have been pretty cool.
So some of the search criteria, you can search by A's, B's, C's, B's and C's. So,
yeah,
so I went to the C's.
Yeah.
So let's see who just, you know, let's see who just cleared it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Yep.
Go.
So you see, congratulations to the bronze medal goes to India Oven Restaurant on Paradise.
There it is.
And Faux Delicious.
There you go.
With a, I don't know if I can say it correctly, D apostrophe. They couldn't afford an E.
Delicious, right.
Good job, guys. 39 points. You just squeaked
Let's
that one in there.
Take a look at that. So I'm looking at the Indian Oven over on Paradise. I think Paradise has problems.
It does seem to have some issues.
Yeah.
That salmonella, when Firefly closed, it just migrated. They're like birds.
I'm not saying don't eat at Paradise, but what the fuck? Okay, here we go. So they had the hand washing. That seems to be a common problem.
Employees must wash hands before leaving the restroom. The signs are right there.
That is the most common sign you see in restaurants. They don't they don't tell us to wash your hands, but look it. If you're going to flip a burger, wash your fucking hands.
Yeah.
The food wasn't wholesome. It was, in fact, either spoiled, contaminated, or
adulterated.
Yeah, baby. Come here, my little pie. I love you, my little pie. Preheated food or what's TCS, you think?
I'm not sure. Temperature control?
Okay, something? At proper temperatures. Yeah, that's a big, big issue. Okay, so, yeah, that's 39. Now, it'd be interesting to, previous inspections. Now, that's interesting. Look at this. Oh, look at this. So they re-inspected on, wait, is this right? They got the C. Wait a minute. This is weird. So they were inspected. How often do they inspect?
It's once a year. And then if you get a B or a C, they have 15 days to come back.
So look at this. This shows that they were inspected on 5/9/16, got the C with 36 demerits, it says here. And then they were inspected again on 6/16 and got an A.
So they corrected it. But then this 39C was just, you can see, as of 8/22.
Oh,
so 2 weeks ago.
So why did they get inspected again, though? That's within a year. It's well within a year.
Well, it's just...
That's weird.
I mean, I'm sure if they've got some spare time on their hands, they probably like to, you know, hit their repeat offenders.
So maybe it's a minimum of once a year, but it could be over that. So they may say if you are...
Or if someone filed a complaint.
Oh.
You could probably would expect them to go in.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So here's what's interesting. The top four demerit getters... India Oven, Faux Delicious, El Tinawan Cuban Food, and Los Tacos. So it kind of makes you wonder, is there a cultural difference in the way that maybe authentic homemade food is prepared? But it's not. Here's what's interesting. If you look at the list, Scott, there's a surprising entry on this list. So you've got four ethnic restaurants at the top.
Right.
And then you got like a snack bar, which you get that, I suppose. You got a 7-Eleven deli. Listen, we all know those hot dogs.
That's not shocking. Yeah.
The guy with two teeth working the night shift ain't cleaning down the hot dog rollers to the best of his ability. Right. So you would expect that.
Unless the hot dog roller is an analogy for some other part of the
body. But Scott, look about 10 or 11 records down. You're going to see one that you would not expect.
The Red Rock one?
Yeah.
Red Rock Country Club Restaurant. Here it is.
Wow. Inspected 8/17, 31 demerits.
Oh, attaboy, fellas. You got your solid C, but you're right in the middle of a C. Wait a minute. Is that? Okay, let's see what their previous work has been. They're a bunch of A's.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. So from 2000, actually, if you go from 2007, every year they got A's except for two. And then they were re-inspected and they went back to A's. Their last inspection, which was on 3/17/15, A, only 8 demerits. And then bam,
31
demerits.
They fell off the rails.
Let's see.
But so it goes to show you, it's not just limited.
Oh, interesting.
To.
This really is a good website.
Oh, it's fascinating.
I mean, it really works well, too. They're one of the few who did not get a hand wash demerit.
Oh,
they got,
well, that's good that the people in Summerlin know how to wash their hands.
Adulterated food.
Oh, wow. Well,
and
they
got time as a control, operational plan, waiver variance followed, permit parameters followed.
Hmm.
Not sure what that means.
I don't know, but they failed it.
They fucked it up. Okay.
Whatever it is, they failed it.
Wow. So interesting.
So there's, I mean, there's different ways to search. There's a Marie Callender's at the bottom of the list. I'm sure there was some adulterated pie in there. 22 demerits, the location on Rainbow. Yeah. Oh, well, that's just...
That's the one down the street here.
Yeah, is that your favorite Marie Callender's?
I don't go to Marie Callender.
Not that one, you know.
No, actually, my favorite, if I were to go to one's on Sahara. As I recall.
So I thought, okay, let's see now, because you can also search by name, zip code, address.
Yep, right.
So let's. I was curious to see how some of the bigger boys did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to pick on India Oven or right. You know Lost Tacos, but what about the big boys? So let's start with what I feel is probably the most impressive. And I looked at many different casinos. Type in the Wynn, or just Wynn, W Y N N,
and a hotel name.
Yep. And you're going to look, it should pop up. Actually, instead of hotel name, type in establishment name.
Okay, but I just got a shitload of wins.
Did you? Okay, I didn't. Mean a because I did. Shitload. My thing is, hold on, let me reset my parameters.
Yeah, I got lots of A's.
It's all A's.
Even though, wait a minute, but there's the top one says, this doesn't make any sense. Look at this. So it's got the Mizumi service bar, grade A, but it says 31 demerits.
It does, but there's no violations. So I think that's a...
those are those 0-1s, maybe?
It could be.
Yeah, there are no violations during this inspection.
But here's the craziest thing. So Wynn has 8 pages of results. And what would you say, Scott? There's about 20 results per page. So Wynn, and this isn't just restaurants, by the way. I should have clarified.
It's 159 establishments.
159 establishments rated in the Wynn. This is not only restaurants, but this is bars as well. Anywhere where there is food or beverage being served.
Right.
Other than the first couple, and they've got a, you know, main kitchen has 3 demerits.
Right.
The pool bar had 10.
Right.
But go to the other pages, and you will see that they have 7 other pages of all the restaurants in the Wynn that serve food or beverage, A's and 0 demerits.
Wow.
So if you want the cleanest
Look at this.
Record in Las
shit.
Vegas.
SW Steakhouse, which is for Scott Whitney Steakhouse, not Steve Wynn.
Perfect.
Wow.
I looked at a lot of other major casinos, and I did not see not only as many results, but as many zeros as I did at the Wynn.
And that's impressive, huh?
So
the Wynn, everybody.
Whatever they are doing, they're doing well.
That's
now,
impressive.
If you go mid-tier, so I changed Wynn to, let's say, Luxor.
Okay. This is really neat.
It's a lot of A's, but you're going to see that they've almost all their places, about half, have at least some demerit points.
Yep. So let's take a look at this, guys. So here we are, Luxor. All A's on page one. The first one had 10 demerits.
It's all A's across the board.
So they just barely made. So the first one, the EDR...
Which is their employee dining room.
Is that it?
So we can see where the focus is at Luxor. That's what EDR stands for. That's the food. That's the free lunch they feed their employees every day.
Okay, so I'm sorry, fellas. The pool deck bar had the next worst grade. A had 9 demerits, so they just made it. 3 for food protection from potential contamination during storage and prep. 3 for hand washing facilities, adequate, numbered, stocked, accessible. And 3 for kitchenware and FCS of equipment. Mm-hmm. Who knows what that is? Okay, got it, right?
But you'll see as you go through, most, you know, the first 2 pages, they all have demerit points. And then when you get to the last third, well, two, half, I would say, then they have, you know, zeros.
Yep.
So it's a good record.
Yep.
It's always.
Yep.
But you could compare it. It's not near as good as the Wynn was.
I got to look at Aria.
So put it in.
Yeah, let's do a check on Aria here. So I'm going to search for Aria and hotel name. And we'll search and see what we got.
They had 3 just make that A.
Woo, look at that. So the top 3 worst scores, the buffet.
The seafood station at the buffet.
Oh, it's just the. So they pull it out. So the Bardo Brasier restaurant A with 10 demerits. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the demerits there? Let's take a look at that. 5 for wholesome food, not spoiled, contaminated, or had sex with, mm-hmm. and 5 preheated foods, whatever, at proper temperatures. That's a pretty common issue for these folks. So let's see. This has 187 establishments, so it's actually more than the establishments at Wynn. But we can see here, as Wayne was saying, Wynn started going to zeros right about two-thirds on the first page.
Yep.
But if you look at this first page, I'm still at 8.
You got to get all the way to page 6 to get to zeros.
Oh, so you checked. Yeah, look at that. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And again, it's not that Sidoti is bad. No, everything got A's.
No, it's but I tell you what,
but comparatively speaking,
it makes you want to eat a win.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's super fast and that's outstanding.
So, so their website, the mobile app, as you saw, just as good as the website. And as soon as you open it, it tells you exactly, you know, so while you're sitting there, maybe your appetizer's a little delayed or you're waiting for that second drink. Before you order dessert.
You hit the button, you're like,
Tomahawk said no.
What do you mean no? Oh, shit. It's right. A Z.
Yep. And that goes for bars and lounges, too. Again, anywhere that food or beverage is served.
That is outstanding.
But again, let's just, in closing, everywhere in Las Vegas does a very good job.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for as many people come in and as many, think of how many places in an Aria or a Luxor even that food is served.
157, 187.
Between conventions and buffets. So, by and large, we do a fantastic job in this town.
I think that's a really interesting. Well done, my friend. Well done. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Congratulations to Wayne for saving us.
You're welcome.
This is Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. We'll be right back. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Listener email. It's part of the show where you guys send us an email and we tell you the answers. We don't always have the answers, but we tell you.
I can make it up.
If you want to send in a question, you send it to
onairq@livinginlv.com. That's on air, just the letter Q, at livinginlv, just the letter V.com.
Okay, just the letter L and the letter V. Normally, if a woman would be writing, we'd have Wayne. I'm so proud of Wayne and his research here. It was such a great topic. I'm so very proud of you. So.
Thank you. Maybe one day I can get in the bumper.
We'll get you a bumper. Look, I've got a couple of things going on. Oh, I'm really working hard on this sales training thing I'm working on. My God, this is a lot harder than I
was going to RSVP for that, but I was like, no, that's not.
You don't need to know that. You don't. Already know everything.
Yeah. No. Just to help, fill up the audience. Like, like papering the house like they do on show tickets.
Yeah, I don't do that. Either you fucking pay or you don't come. Okay. But I'm going to have you read this because I'm just so damn proud of you. This is from Greg. Greg writes,
hi, Scott.
Hi.
I'm potentially looking to move to LV, sans summer months, but was wondering if you thought there is any way the repeat of 2008 could happen. I regret not buying a place in 2012 when I had the chance, seeing how prices almost doubled within 4 years. I'm looking in the Summerlin area. Stay away from the Red Rock Country Club if you move in there.
Who'd have thought?
Away from all the hustle and bustle. Thanks, Greg.
First of all, I want to say that the live chat now, they're all doing researching for their favorite restaurants. So they're like, Danny's like, oh, thank God. My restaurant got an A. I love that. That's part of what we're trying to do is to freak people out. Okay, so the question is, first of all, he says, I'm not going to be here summer months. Really? What the hell's wrong with you? You come here in the summer. Why? Pools.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have air conditioning.
It's not that bad. Yeah. I tell people all the time I'd rather have 110 than 10 below.
Hell yes. If you go out in 10 below, you die.
My car has never gotten stuck on sunshine out here. Like, I'm digging sunshine in deeper. Shoot. Hon, do we got chains?
I can't get into work. What happened? Stuck in sunshine.
This sunshine is up to my fenders.
I am stuck in sunshine.
You would not believe the amount of sunshine I had to shovel today.
They say, hey, put the LSD down. I think you've had enough. Okay. So first of all, Greg, you got to come for the sunshine because that's what it's all about. Anyways, I regret not buying a place in 2012. Yes, of course. They probably that before. What is it going to happen again? Interestingly enough.
A lot of people say yes. A lot of people predict a mini bubble.
Yeah, I've seen that. So here is what I think. So there was a huge correction in Las Vegas. We had the largest, most painful, most radical correction in all of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We were number one in we're number one in foreclosures, in short sales, in unemployment. It was literally a shitstorm here.
Well, that's because, yes, I'd like this house, please. Oh, okay, sir. How much do you make? I make $500,000. Oh, fantastic. Let me just write that down right here, and you're approved.
Right. Yeah, it was bad. And there's a lot of people who were investing. They thought they would flip it because for a little while, it's about a year or so, people were buying houses at X and selling them for X times two.
Yeah,
it was happening, and people were making a shitload of money, and everybody thought it was going to be like that forever.
Yep.
Everybody but the smart people. I remember this happening like it was happening yesterday. Melissa, so we bought our first house we bought in Aliante, and we paid X for it. And the same builder.
Don't you wish you could have X back?
Well, we came out okay, but we didn't come out as okay as I'd like to. Actually, I should probably talk about that. So we paid X for the house at Aliante. Aliante is a master plan community. Just south of Reno. Or a whopping 12 miles north of the Strip. South of Reno. And the same builder who built our house is D.R. Horton. Built the exact same houses just outside of Aliante. I could throw a rock and hit those houses, basically. So it was a quarter mile away. And same exact houses.
You would have done $100,000 in damage if that rock would have hit the house.
Well,
based on the value.
Speaking of that, so our house, the exact same house that we had, increased in value $100,000 in 6 months, meaning we bought the house. We took possession on August 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 months, that same house, which was built outside, was $100,000 more. Melissa's like, holy shit, this is the greatest thing ever.
And
we're great. And I said,
boop. And you didn't sell. Why?
Yeah, because we had just fucking moved there, for one thing. And I told her, there's something really weird about this. I don't understand it. This cannot be sustainable. And we were seeing people move into our neighborhood who really had no business moving into our neighborhood. And I'm not, listen, we were in a fancy neighborhood. You've been to our first house. Mm-hmm. It was just a regular old ticky-tacky neighborhood. It was nothing special about it.
Track homes, the usual. Yeah.
We, as a matter of fact, when we first moved here, we picked the house in a nicer neighborhood. It was a lot more money. And we put down our $5,000 deposit, and we slept on it. And we're like, the fuck are we doing? We're not moving to Las Vegas to spend more money on a house. Mm. So we were able to get our money back, and we bought the house that we were in. So I'm like, this is not sustainable. This doesn't feel right. Something is not going to go well. And guess what? It didn't feel right. It wasn't sustainable, and something didn't go well. All shit and all hell broke loose. And there were people like in our neighborhood. There was 170 houses in our neighborhood, 174. One guy bought four houses.
Well, that's because he made $3 million as the fry cook at
What do you think those four houses?
El Tacos.
Yeah, what do you think those four houses sustained past the recession? Didn't happen.
Mm.
So, like I said, all hell broke loose. Here's what's happening now. So if you look at news reports, and I watch this, you see this, that most of the country has recovered faster than Las Vegas. I just read an article, I don't know, CNN or USA Today, that said just that. Everybody's doing pretty well. Las Vegas is lagging behind in recovery. Well, part of the reason is because when we were increasing the value of our homes, it was a stupid amount.
Mm.
The average house was selling for $300,000+. That was the average.
It was monopoly money.
It was just, what the f- Now, and then it dropped down to 112. Then it got up to 240. We did a show on the 240 thing. So part of the reason is because it was so incredibly valued that we're not getting there. But the other part is this, and this is the good part. when I read that, I'm like, thank God. I don't want our houses to do what they did last time because it was so unrealistic. I want a just a nice, steady 5-6% month, year over year. I'll take it. Because that's and it's higher than that, depending on the neighborhood here.
Especially when you got the neighbors doing the faux exotic finishes.
Right. So this house here has increased in value at a reasonable year over year rate. It's not stupid. It's not millions. I mean, it's a reasonable increase.
So the crux of the question, do you see it happening again?
I don't think it will happen like it happened. There will always be corrections. Corrections happen. That's the way it works. There'll be corrections on Wall Street. That's just the way it works. There'll be corrections in housing. In some place, like Phoenix right now, is still trying to kind of dig themselves out. So will that happen here again? Yeah, I expect it will. I don't think it will happen the same like it did. There's no way it'll happen like the biblical holy shit, fire and brimstone the way it did last time. My thinking is this. If you're looking at buying a house in Vegas, you should be looking at buying a house in Vegas fucking right now because they are going up in price. It's, you know, the houses in our neighborhood, the two that I've seen for sale have sold in probably less than a month's
time.
Now,
don't you think, though, because I've heard some counterargument that those prices are being artificially inflated because the banks are sitting still on gobs of foreclosed inventory.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, supply and demand.
No, I don't disagree with that. Yeah, so but that's been a great argument. So the argument is if the banks finally say they're going to dump, then everything's going to fall apart. But here's the thing that's interesting. They haven't dumped. They've been holding on to that. If that's true, I'm not saying it's not. If it's true, they've been holding on to it for 8 years. There's no fucking way they're going to just dump it all. What they're doing is that they're making these properties available, but they're just not making it available in a big way. They're not just dumping them out there. So short sales are still happening in Las Vegas. Right? Foreclosures are still happening in Las Vegas. They haven't gone away. They're just not dumping them out there. I don't think that's going to happen. If it does, right now, the inventory in Las Vegas is very, very low. You want a six-month inventory of houses. That's kind of the normal for around the country. Last time I checked, I think we're 3 months. 3 months. So we're way low inventory-wise, which is why houses are selling pretty quickly. So if they do dump, then they'll probably get closer to a six-month inventory, and eventually, yeah, it'll rock a little bit, and then it'll level out again. It'll find its level. So I don't think it'll happen the way it did. It was so cowboy weird when it was happening. I don't think it'll be the same. I think the truth of the matter is this. It depends on what you're trying to do. If you are trying to come in here and flip a house, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to flip, the houses that are 240. Well, probably not. Or higher.
There's a show on, what is that, A&E? The Pawn Stars Network?
There's a shitload of them, yeah. So if you're looking to flip houses, then that's one thing. But if you're looking to live here, then the real question is, what the fuck do you care? Now, I cared because when we bought our house in Aliante, and we bought the house in October of 2003.
Oh, wow.
We took possession in April of 2004. We moved in August of 2005. So all that time, it went up. And for a while, our house was worth a lot more than we paid for it. And then the bottom dropped down on it. And then we were like 80% of the people in Las Vegas, we were underwater. And which means we owed more on the house than the house was worth. Meaning that if I tried to sell it, I couldn't get my money back.
You're upside down.
The bank.
Yep.
Right. And that's what a short sale is. A short sale is I'm gonna sell it, but bank
at a loss.
I'm gonna sell it at a loss. Would you allow that to happen? And banks eventually said, yeah, fuck, we'll do it. Now in the beginning, they were like, yeah, we'll do it, but you don't know this, but you owe us the money that you're short. That was happening. And people were like, what do you mean I owe you $80,000? What do you mean I owe you? And they were stuck with it. And then a new rule came out that said we'll waive that for you. So that made things a little bit better. So when we sold our house, we were no longer underwater, meaning we were able to sell it for more than we owed, but we could not sell it for more than we paid for it. Right?
Yeah.
So we got out of it okay, but we sure as hell didn't make the money that we made, for instance, when we sold the house in California.
Now, so you said 2003?
We bought in October of 03.
So you've been here 13 years, and my 8 years, we have over 20 years experience, Scott.
No, I owned, but I didn't live here until 05.
Oh, well.
Right, so
that counts.
I could do a rounding thing.
You've been receiving mail here. Welcome to the podcast where we've been receiving mail for over 20 years combined.
Okay, real quick story. Anyway, so if you're thinking of moving here, fuck, move here.
I love it. Yeah, I've never regretted it once.
No. No. I've spent some time bitching about the professionalism here, and I read and it's bad at times. I read a really interesting article about somebody in Silicon Valley who told her story about working at a startup. She moved from Dallas to the startup, and these guys sounded like Las Vegas people. I mean, what they did to these people was horrible.
There's douchebaggery everywhere.
Holy shit. But anyway, it was like, actually, I read that and thought, you know what? That is worse than the people who I've seen being douchebags here in Las Vegas. Mm. Maybe it's not so bad after all. Okay.
New record.
Real quick stories. Hey, again, thanks to John for sending out his email or his video of his intro. If you want to be a part of that, super easy to do. Just take your camera and put it in a landscape mode like this. Watch. Escape. Perfect. See that?
This is vertical.
Boo.
Friends do not let friends take vertical video.
That's right. Instead, landscape. And you shoot yourself, and life is good, and you send it in. You can say, hi, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois, and you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Then you can say anything funny or pithy or enjoyable, or you can tell Wayne, argue until you get your credits on that show. You deserve it, damn it. Okay. We just launched a show last week called Travel, Eat, Learn. It's hosted by Patrick Barney and Susan Sam Shockley. You've got to watch this show.
The first episode talked about going to Cuba.
I'm like, fuck.
I'll take some cigars.
That's pretty cool.
If anyone's going to Cuba, I'll get you a couple bucks for some cigars.
I was like, it's fat. These two are they're goofy and nutty, but they know their shit. So it was so much fun to watch these guys. And you know, and what's cute about them is they're the typical older folks who tell you how technology ignorant they are. Mm. So I'm like, oh shit, this could go really hard for me because technology's
welcome to my online video network.
It's kind of hard to be in this world and not be technically advanced. But they took the advice, they took the guidance, they followed along, and we got through it and had a lot of fun. So check out Travel, Eat, Learn. It's on the Vegas Video Network. They do a live show every 2 weeks. Wednesday nights at 4 p.m. And the cool thing is one of the winners of the Vegas Video Network Have a Drink on Me was the winner of their very first contest. I'm not prepared to announce who that winner is yet. Mm. I'm going to let them do that, mm-hmm. of course. But
synergy.
You know what? Watch, be, do. Okay, I'll do one more real quick story. Michael Grimm, you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've detailed the trials and tribulations of Michael Grimm on
this
show.
America's Got Talent winner. I think it's season 5. Yep. We've had him a couple times on the network. Super nice guy. Very shy.
Yep.
Super talented. This guy, when he sings, arguably one of the best voices in Las Vegas. You know, he had some big deals here in Las. He started in Las Vegas, won America's Got Talent, came back, kicked some ass for a while, but kind of went off the rails. It seemed like he wasn't really into it, and come to find out, he wasn't really into it.
Yeah, but now he's back at.
He's at New York, New York. He's at the fucking New York bar at Times Square, just playing a solo guitar. Glenn Santa, who I'm going to be seeing, I think this week, he puts up a post on Facebook. He's like. I think this is a guy. I think this guy's name is Michael Grimm. I'm being told he won America's Got Talent. I'm like, what the fuck? This guy, 13 million people voted for him.
That's a gig on the Strip. A lot of people would kill for that.
Shit. And he had a picture, and it was him just sitting on a bar stool, playing guitar, solo guitar. I'm like, and Glenn was like, not really my cup of tea. I'm like, hold on.
A little too bluesy, a little too depressing for me.
I'm just going to tell you, when this guy sings and gets on it, there's nobody who sings better in this fucking town. And then Glenn's like, oh, somebody just gave me a signed CD, so I guess I'll check him out. Fuck, check him out. He's really good. It was, I got to say, a little depressing knowing this guy's skill set and discovering him sitting at a bar stool. Playing at the New York bar at Times Square. All right, chat questions. I'm going to take a couple from last week, and we'll do a couple from this week. First one, Pop wants to know, did Burning Man for this year just start. How long does it go? So it started August 28th this year, ends in September 5th, so a little over a week.
It's over now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just wrapped up yesterday, actually, up at Black Rock Desert in Nevada. You get there typically by going to Reno, if you want to fly in. Everybody thinks it's kind of the cool hippy-dippy being in touch with your vibe and your flowers and the dirt.
The colors.
And the truth of the matter is most of these people are from Silicon Valley and make a fuckload of money. There's not a lot of poor people running
around.
Stuck
in the sunshine.
Yeah, I like it. I got to call in because I am stuck in the sunshine. I wouldn't mind going to that.
You would.
One time, just to see what it's like. I said, hey, Melissa, we should go. I didn't even get to say go. She's like, no. Not
the voice of reason.
But we're not going to go to that.
Yeah. You got to save money for a fire pit.
Oh, I talked my way out of that.
Oh, I'll talk you back in.
No. It worked that well. We're going to get one, but not that one. Okay, Jimmy wants to know, how many different power companies are in Vegas? One, it's a monopoly. That's the way it works everywhere. Pop wants to know, anything new on Derek's block at Fremont Street Experience? He's referring to the block that Darren Stevens now owns, which is from First Street West to Main Street. He owns all of that property. So that's Golden Gate, Las Vegas Club. He just bought the Bayou and Glitter Gulch and all that stuff.
He's good at buying land. You know what he's not good at?
Don't know.
Following gaming regulations.
What does that mean?
He just got, I think they just had a $100,000 fine.
Really?
Yeah, for not keeping adequate records on for credit accounts.
Oh.
And also, allegedly, issued someone $75,000 of credit without checking their credit in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, you would know about that.
I would.
Now, how did you know about that?
It was in the newspaper.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably 2 weeks ago.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So what's, he got fined how much?
I think it was $100,000.
Boom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I'm shocked by that.
the story goes, he met an unknown man at a bar, or unknown to the casino, at a bar at the Golden Gate. This happened at the Golden Gate.
Okay.
Meets a man unknown to the casino at the Golden Gate.
Yep.
He accompanies that man to the craps table, and he tells the supervisor at the craps table, give this man, I think it was $5,000.
Just
give it to him.
Boom.
The supervisor said, I'm going to need some kind of paperwork to back that up.
Right.
That's kind of how things work.
Right.
And so he refused to just give the guy chips off the table. So Derek allegedly had, of course, allegations were neither admitted nor denied to, but you know they settled for $100,000 or thereabouts.
Oh, so they settled.
They settled.
They paid it.
Yes. Huh. So allegedly, Derek has the super a casino shift manager send the supervisor away to go stand in the corner and do some busy work. Then has someone else give the guy $5,000. The supervisor comes back, sees that $5,000 is missing, and probably calls GCB and narcs him out.
Really?
Yeah.
Boom. Okay, that really surprises me that he'd behave that way. All right. Anyways, to answer Pop's question, yeah, they've already torn down the La Bayou Casino. Took them 2 days. To knock that
well,
down
yeah.
To
nothing. Be fair, the roaches and the termites already had 3/4 of it down.
They had a C rating. We're already ahead of the game, fellas. Let's just push it over.
Stiff breeze.
a caterpillar.
Done.
We're on a break. We're in labor. Okay. Brian wants to know if Trump wins the presidency and his declaration to build the wall comes to fruition, will the Las Vegas economic viability be affected? Is there an official count of undocumented workers? First of all, no, there's not an official count.
Is there a count of how many cockroaches are in town?
That's the issue, just so you know.
Yeah, how do you count something like that?
Yeah, you don't do that. if they do build the wall, first of all, I'm a Republican. The chances of Trump getting elected are pretty low.
Yeah, let's not turn it into a political show.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
And trust me, as a Republican, I'm not super happy about it, but it's pretty unlikely he's going to get elected. But if he did get elected and they did build a wall, oh, that's kind of unlikely too. But if they did, let's say all those happen, and let's say...
Let's live in make-believe. Or what, Mr. Rogers? What was that? We're going to go to, what was it? The land of make-believe?
The land of Trump.
let's get on trolley.
I'm a Republican. I would like for a Republican to win. That would be good. I don't believe that's going to happen. Will it affect the economic viability? Absolutely not. The only thing that really affected our viability was the world's largest fucking recession. That affected us a little bit. Other than that, I really don't think that kind of thing is going to really hurt us that much. And the truth of the matter is, if you're thinking, well, it's because a bunch of legals work at casinos, they don't. That's not happening. The last thing they want is to have, what are they called, NC, whatever the
NRLB, NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board.
Well, you don't want you don't want customs walking in there.
Oh, yeah.
Customs
and
Border. You don't want them to come walking in and going, hey. Yeah, there it is, ICE. You don't want them going, excuse me, all these people have to leave. That would be a real problem for casinos, regardless of what they do. So, no, I don't think so. Last question before we do have a drink on me. Steve I wants to know, how is the air quality in Vegas season by season? So I grew up in Los Angeles, L.A., where our rule was if I can't see it, I'm not going to breathe it. Seems like a reasonable rule. Because you can tell, oh, that's a reasonable smog. Well, fuck, that's a carcinogen. I could tell. I was trained by that. Las Vegas air? Good.
Yeah.
Never. I believe that if you have allergies.
Yeah. My wife has some issues in the morning. She takes whatever. You go to
Claritin or whatever.
And, yeah. Costco and get a tub of those.
Yeah.
And pop them Pez. Right. But right. Other than that, you're fine.
Yeah. The issue when it comes to the quality being like smog, I don't think I've ever seen smog in Las Vegas other than when there's a big fire in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and then the smoke from comes in here, and then you see the red, brownish kind of smoke. I'm like, holy crap, this is like when I grew up in high school.
Yeah, even the smoke like once out of California, it's getting priced out.
That's right. But other than that, you never have that kind of – remember, in smog, have you ever breathed in smog before?
No.
You can feel it. It hurts. You take a deep breath. You can feel something happening in your lungs, which, by the way, is not a feature. But that was happening in L.A.
And this is coming from a former smoker. Didn't you used to smoke?
Yeah, a lot.
Should tell you something.
I didn't smoke in high school. Oop! Of course I smoked in high school.
Put my eye out.
So here, the quality to breathe is fine, but if you are allergic to like pollens and stuff, mm-hmm. we have that report.
Yep.
During the summer, spring and summer, you'll see, along with the weather, the pollen report. The Boosenberger is at a high.
Ragweed,
ragweed is a little mm-hmm. low, but it's coming up. We expect it to grow. Those are the reports that we get here. Now, I don't have any of those problems.
I don't either, thankfully.
So I'm like,
right. Oh, look at that. It's an orange day today.
Right, it's an orange flag. But here's what I do believe in. I believe we'll have a drink. Have a drink on me. We're over.
Real quick, listen email turned into a 20-minute segment.
That's not true. Your segment went much longer than I thought. I think it was part of the show and tell.
Mm.
We had some pretty cool show
we
and tell.
We did.
It's
a good time.
I'm okay to sacrifice the show and tell. That's good. All right, have a drink on me. Here's how this part of the show works. I'm going to show you a picture that I saw. Oh, not this week. This week, we're going to show a picture of a bar or a speakeasy or a pub that, not me, but Wayne.
But first, let's do last
off
week.
The internet. Because there's no way he took this particular picture. It's so good. And then we give you clues and you try to guess. And here's the great thing about that. There are multiple ways to win.
Mm-hmm.
A, you send in the correct answer.
Sure.
And we put it in a hat. B, if you're in the live chat and you send in a correct answer, you don't get one but two entries.
If you've previously sent. Last minute. No wait entries accepted.
No, that's right. Yeah, we do have a cutoff. We are busy people. If you send in a picture or a video of your entry,
I think you get the whole post-it note tablet.
You get another. If you are the very first correct answer, you get another one. If you also send in our opening video, you get one as well. There's many, many ways to increase the probability of winning stuff. But you have to say to yourself, well, how do I do that? What do I send it into? And you send the email to?
Have a drink. That's HAVEADRINK @VegasVideoNetwork.com. vegasvideonetwork.com.
Let's have a drink at vegasvideonetwork.com. Okay, Scott, that seems fair enough. But I want more. I want to be a deity. I want to be better than my neighbors. I don't blame you. I've seen your neighbors.
You better start getting working on your exotic faux finishes.
You're right. Yeah, I'm a little bit troubled there. I understand why you want to be better than your neighbors. And I have the answer for you. What is that answer? Well, you get to be a part of the galaxy of gods if you send in a picture of yourself with a visor. Like this. Go. There's Michael as God and Mickey and Bud and Alan and Aaron, who are nudist. There's Bob and Bob's wife. And, of course, there's Danny and Shanna Chan and Craig and Glenn. There's Jimmy Tucci and Rob. And there is Ken, who's in Hawaii. And there is Stuart, who's from Russia, kind of. And in the live chat right now, there's Christina, whose babies are because of my music. There's Don and Jackie. There's Mike. Then, of course, we have got Pops and Sammy and Carol, Dog and a very drunk entertainer and Brett's dad and Scott. Let's not forget our buddy Wayne. And finally, we've got our good buddy Brett. Okay.
Here we go. Were we going to talk about last week or maybe the prizes you can win?
Here we go. Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, you skipped right to it. So apparently the gold medal here is what you just witnessed. Countless of beautiful people, countless number of beautiful people wearing.
Here's what happens if you win. You can win. God damn it. I just was so happy about getting out that Galaxy of Gods thing that I forgot about.
You were just.
I was pretty happy.
There was some premature prize elation there.
You know what that was about? I was so calm and relaxed because I didn't have to come up with the fucking topic. I'm like,
just let it all out.
This is a really fun. Oh, shit. I got to get back into the game. So that was my fault. I apologize. Mm. Okay. Let's talk about what you can win. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what you can win.
Clearly, the only prize that matters. If you want to be forever seen on the Vegas Video Network, you will choose the Vegas Video Network visor. Small head, big head, no head, doesn't matter. It's Velcro adjustable. Woo. The Vegas Video Network visor.
That's very well done.
If you want the silver medal, because that's what we all train for, you can have a trio of CDs. Do people still listen to those? I'm not sure.
They do.
But if you do, you can have a Gajazzathon, a Christmas Acoustic, or a Christmas Acoustic 2. Only 100 shopping days left. Get that Christmas music flowing now.
Or
Scott will invite you over to his house to drink leftover beer from a party he had last weekend. You can have a drink with Scott. You can have a drink with Scott. And if you're super lucky, maybe I'll get invited at some time so you can pick the tab up on that too.
Okay, that was good. All right. 18 of 21 correct answers.
Jiminy Christmas.
Now, a couple people, so it was called The Still. Let me bring it back up so you guys can see it. There it is. The Still. This is at the Mirage. A couple people said it's The Distill. Somebody thought it was in Centennial Hills or whatever.
No, apparently only like 2% of people.
I'm like, let me just tell you this. My clues were fantastic. So the fact that a couple people got it wrong, I don't get it. Can't help it. All right, here we go. Let me in. Ready?
Oh,
pen?
Yeah, in hand.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready to make 3M another $5.
Number one, the very first correct answer, Jimmy 2G's. He gets one for the correct answer. He gets one for being... The first correct answer, Jimmy also gets one more for being in the live chat. That's a triple. Without even breathing hard, he's triple, man. How cool is that? Triple. Next up, Monica Fagan. One for the correct answer. That's all she gets this time. We're not going to get crazy. Next up, we've got Chet Shotness from Wisconsin. Chet is a longtime viewer, as in kind of been around for a while. Let's see if he's in there. I see Chet. Yeah, there he is. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. And then we've got Barb. And what do we say to Barb?
Tomahawk say no.
Because Barb's being greedy.
Really?
Barb won last week.
Uh-huh.
And then she is in this week.
So what's wrong with
that? Are you allowed to win 2 weeks in a row?
I haven't seen any official rules.
No.
I guess not.
No. So why is Barb being greedy? We should figure this out. Barb? Come on. Come on, baby. We're not going to have
She's just showing off.
We like, maybe she is showing off, but we're not having that kind of greediness here, okay?
Come on, you score a touchdown, you want to spike the ball.
Oh, interesting. Interesting analogy, and yet I can't have it. Mm. I'm trying to be kumbaya-esque.
Okay.
So, Barb.
What did she take last week? What was her prize selection?
Crisp Acoustic CD, the one that you keep making fun of.
She was going for Crisp Acoustic 2 this week.
She has won others already. She's a multi-winner.
Does she have Crisp Acoustic 2?
I don't think so. I think she has Jazzathon and Crisp Acoustic 1.
She's going for the trifecta set.
She's going after Pops. He's got 4.5 wins. She wants to go for that too. Okay, so stop it. Stop it, damn it. Okay, next up. Mike B.
She's only got half a Christmas right now. Do you realize that?
Well, I get that. What, Mike doesn't get another one, and you're freaking me out that you would even say that. Okay. Bob Thomas from St. Augustine, Florida. He gets one for the correct answer. Way to go, Bobby. John Herman, he's the one who did the opening video, so he gets one for the correct answer. One for doing the opening video, John Herman.
Any relation to Pee Wee?
Let's go with no.
Just asking.
Not
for a friend.
Reasonable question.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to know? Well, you're a reporter. You want to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're an investigative reporter.
Salacious.
Dirty dying.
Yeah.
Brett Barnes from Paradise, California. He gets one for the correct answer. Way to go, Brett. Michael Snow, Chicago Snowman. One for the correct answer. One for being in the live chat. Chicago Snowman.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of the live chat, our next up is Mike Lazowski, also known as Mad Chipmunk. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. Way to go, Mikey. And then we've got Kevin Whip from Calgary, Canada. We're international, ladies and gentlemen. Way to go, Kevin. Okay, next up.
Canada, eh?
Canada, eh? Next up, we've got Rosie.
My Canadian accent right on.
Yeah, about as good as your English one. Rosie in Las Vegas. Rosie the intern. She writes, keep those clues corny. And then I think she said parenthetically, go fuck off, Wayne.
That on there?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
okay.
gets one for the correct answer. Oh, that was funny. And one for being in the live chat.
Oh, I bet she does.
Rosie.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Rosie's spelled B-A-R-B, right?
Don't be mean. She's my intern. She's very good. She's mm-hmm. really making life a lot better for me. Andrew Z from Winnipeg, Canada. Guess what? One for the correct answer. And Andrew Z is in the live chat. He gets himself a double.
Winnipeg, yeah. Andrew, are you a Blue Bombers fan?
Yeah, Winnipeg. Very good. Way to go, Andy.
All right, Andrew. Just ask.
Aaron Perry writes, looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, to make a contribution to the studio liquor cabinet. Thank you, because Chris Phillips drank all of the last bottle of liquor that you provided me. I appreciate that. One for
it's
the
a thirsty
answer.
Man.
And then Andy in New Hampshire. What does that say? Space previously. What the hell was that note?
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to let that one go. All right. Let's continue. Alan Perry. Alan gets one for the correct answer. Alan gets one for being in the live chat.
Done and done.
And Alan writes.
Hey, Scott and Wayne. The bar for this week's Haddam is the Still at the Mirage.
Correct.
This is the bar that has a dorky Airstream trailer set up as their kitchen. If you've been there, so you know
it.
What I mean.
So he likes it.
You know where the other... there's two other places with Airstream trailers.
I do. Downtown.
Yep. And?
Silverton. I was going to say that.
I bet you were.
I was.
I am especially looking forward to the Haddam bar that Wayne is picking this week. Mm-hmm. Isn't everyone looking forward to anything that involves Wayne?
We'll see.
And I'm especially anxious to hear the three clues for the bar. Wayne, you have a high standard.
By the way, he said especially anxious, not especially looking forward to. I'm anxious that what you're going to do is a shit show.
People can't wait. People are anxious for iPhone 7 to come out.
Anxious is not it.
I'm like your own iPhone 7, Scott.
Please continue on reading his email.
Wayne, you have a high standard to exceed if you're able to do better clues than Scott.
He is
the master of Haddam.
Boom.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't need luck, Alan, but thank you. Wayne, we're so happy to welcome you to this awesome Living Las Vegas community.
True.
Believe it or not, thank you. I've been around for a while.
Yes. 2010?
Yeah.
Since the beginning, you were there in some way, shape, or form.
I've been here through, four format changes now.
Four format changes?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, it used to be... Now, I never was at the version in Aliante. So I didn't do that. I wasn't in that format change.
Oh, for, or of our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. One, two. Well, one's Aliante when we started.
Right, I didn't do that. Yeah.
One's at the network.
Mm-hmm. In this chairs. Is, we're yeah, turning like talk show format.
This is third.
Okay, it's two of three.
Three.
Two of three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on him, folks.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a braggart. May I have this?
You can. You reuse the copy paper here, but yeah, we go through 1,000 sticky notes.
Trying to, you know, save money. Next up, Gary Romberg, Mr. Testy writes. This week's guest is the Still at Mirage. Go Raiders!
Woo! War tax, of the Raiders.
Tax on tourists is the least financial blow a tourist needs to worry about.
Absolutely.
I'm a Raider fan. I'm a Las Vegas fan. More importantly, I'm a VVN fan. Mr. Testy.
That's the trifecta. Las Vegas, the VVN, and the Raiders.
Right. By the way, why, hey, Wayne, why is it that we have such low hotel taxes?
Because we don't have the Raiders yet.
No. Because we have gambling.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have. We does we
Scott,
have
30, 37 states have gambling.
We have the best gambling.
Oh, yeah. Our okay, roulette right. wheels are blacker and redder than everyone else's.
Oh, you're such a bonehead. All right, let's continue on. Now, Craig Daughtry, let's see if Craig's in the live chat. Don't see him. Vegas, no. So he sent in a video. Look at that, Pops. You're no longer alone.
Wow.
Let's take a look at Craigie's big bad video. Here we go.
Howdy, howdy. What's up, y'all? It's the Vegas dog, Craig from Charlotte, North Carolina. Just hanging out on the strip in Las Vegas. Enjoying the morning, taking in the views, getting ready to walk down to the Still at the Mirage. Oh, by the way, the Still. That's this week's header. So I might as well do a video intro. Dog out. Loving it. Peace.
Peace, baby. You'll notice that he didn't put up a CD. I decided... I'm not going to even require that. If you send in a video with a Hatem entry, boom, you're in.
Mm.
So he gets one for the correct answer and one for sending in a video. Congratulations.
To, I'm sorry, Craig, right?
Craig. Craig yeah. D.
I knew that. I said that.
I know I did. You're a very, very smart man. Mm. And of course, finally.
Can we roll that? Can we get that racked?
I'm afraid that that didn't. Oh, we've had a problem.
Oh, we stopped recording there.
Oh. Oh, damn it. And up next, of course, we've got Pops. Now we're going to do this right. One for the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
One for the live chat.
Mm-hmm.
One more for the video we are about to enjoy. Here we go.
Hey, kids. Pops here with Gajazzathon, of course.
Yay.
This week's Hatem answer is the Still at the Mirage. I find that to be kind of a strange name for a bar on the Las Vegas Strip. Being from down south, I know a little bit about making shine. It's a tradition down here. On every man's 13th birthday, he gets his first rifle or shotgun and grandpa's recipe for mash. It's kind of like a computer. Garbage in equals garbage out. It doesn't matter how good your still is, if you put bad mash in, you're going to get bad liquor. I probably told y'all too much already, so hey, these nuts!
When we inspect your place, we're looking for cockroaches. There you go. Thank you very much, Pops! All right.
Someday I'm going to understand those.
What? Hey, Pops is on a different level, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. One day I'll get to whatever
probably not
grand master level that is.
Listen, black,
third degree
that,
black
I look belt. At him and go, fuck, that's awesome.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not.
I'm watching you now.
Waving a stare down right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
No. Should have been, though. What a one.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, that could have been our winner.
Go.
And
what we got?
We've got a scout entry.
Okay.
And it is. I'll let you read. The winner
is Brett Barnes from Paradise, California. I think this might be his very first win.
Oh man.
He's been playing for years. So wow. Brett, I am so
He's
happy.
He's got some
for you.
Options ahead of him.
Does he ever? Well, I think he's in a pretty good place. Christmas is going to be terrific for the Barnes this year.
Or at least half of it.
Okay.
He only gets one.
Here we go, folks. Here is this week's unknown Have a Drink on Me.
Why Wayne, is it unknown?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, you don't?
No, maybe. Please begin with your three clues.
All right, my three clues. Clue number one.
Horrible. Fuck, that was horrible. Look at him. He's nervous. I like this.
I'm anxious. No, no, no.
Yes, you are.
Clue number one. Going to this bar gets you high.
Oh, that's already a horrible clue.
As a kite. Clue number two.
Marijuana bar.
People have been known to sometimes get a little jumpy after a few drinks here.
I think I know what this one is.
And clue number three.
Oh, I do know what this is.
Despite not being in Britain, you still have to take a double-decker to get here.
That's a horrible clue. So the first clue is pretty good. Second clue, better. Third clue, that could be any place.
No, not necessarily.
Double-decker.
Yep.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you know the name of that bar, I know, by the way. I know.
Good job.
I feel like I should. I kind of want to play. If you know the name of it, you're going to send it to Have a Drink.
You could. I never told you what it was.
I did this. Oh, shit. And you said, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, right. But I mean, beforehand.
Oh, no, I didn't know. Oh, no, for sure. No, I guessed it. I'm in. Okay. If you know the name of the bar, you're going to send it to Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. There you go, everybody. Thanks so much for playing along. Hey, if you want to send us a question that you want us to answer, you'll do it right over there, on our queue at LivingInLV.com. Again, on our queue at LivingInLV.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, it's super easy to do that. Go to our homepage, click that little red tab on the right side, then click the start recording button that pops up.
Please say something. The heavy breathing is really freaking out Scott.
Freaking out the family. And please do that. That is the least of the things that are freaking me out right now. If you want to get on our social media stuff, yeah, do that. Hey, we're on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We're on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and share us with all your friends. And besides iTunes and YouTube, we're on the Roku. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chrome.
Vote early.
Apple.
Where? Vote often.
Oh, okay. Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV, Google Play, and of course the VegasVideoNetwork.com website. Everybody, thank you for playing along. It was lovely. We learned a lot.
We did.
We know that cockroaches in and of themselves will not stop you from dining.
Only 3 points.
At a place, which is terrific. Thank you, Wayne, for playing along. This has been the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.